What is up, guys? Welcome to the Think Computers Weekly Tech Podcast. This is episode 449, and this is going to be our Computex 2025 recap. And this week's episode is brought to you by our friends at Asus. So they showed us a bunch of really cool products at Computex. Definitely want to highlight some of them really quick before we get into the podcast here. So check out their ROG Falcata. This is a split design gaming keyboard. They also showed us the ROG Harp 2 Ace, which is a lightweight gaming mouse. Then there was the really crazy and super fast ROG Strix Ace XG248Q SG. I think companies need to really rename their monitors.
Yeah. 610 hertz
refresh rates. And then finally, the ROG XG Station 3. This is a Thunderbolt 5 eGPU dock. So we have links to all of those products in the description of the video. So definitely check those out. And we thank Asus for all of their support. And of course, the person on the other side of the screen right here is my co-host, Ryan. What's going on?
You're pointing the wrong way, but well, not much. We're next to each other. Yeah, I'm good. Welcome back, stateside. You were gone. Yeah. We had a week off, and finally I didn't know what to do with myself. Like, while you were gone, we had a soccer tournament the weekend you left, and so I was like super busy with that. 5 games that weekend, won the championship, hooray, nice. Hooray! But then that next week, like, my daughter's dance stuff was done, my son's soccer stuff was done, and we didn't have a podcast. So I had 5 days. I was like, I don't know what to do with myself because we usually have stuff every day. So
should have came to Taiwan.
Coach that team.
Yeah. So. But yeah, no, it feels good to be back on the podcast for sure. Yeah. Long 10 days in Taiwan, but it was a great time. Computex was great. Got to see I went to this mall that's like a tech mall. There's two of them right beside each other, and you could get anything. Like, name a tech product and you could get it.
No, you're showing me pictures. You're like, oh, you can get 5080s here. You can get
They had everything. They literally had everything. So at least here, like in the United States, like we have the gold standard is Micro Center. Now, if you don't live by a Micro Center, it's probably Best Buy. Maybe you have a local PC shop or something like that close to you. But this mall was like 8 floors of awesomeness. You had all these shops that had literally everything, whether it was, you know, graphics cards, cases, motherboards, you had NASs, you had storage, you had CPUs on CPUs. Everything was in stock, and it was at like MSRP, which was...
Is it like you see, you know, I've seen videos online where it's like a mall, but then it's a bunch of littler stores. It's not like a big box store, right? It's a bunch of smaller stores inside.
Yeah, so it
each has like, would some of them be dedicated to like, oh, we only do GPUs or CPUs?
I think there was like, so at the one mall that was mainly components, the first floor, there were like retail shops for like Asus and MSI. And so like they specifically sold those parts.
Yep.
And then as you went up in floors, there were like, I guess you would call them stalls because they weren't necessarily that big. Where like there was, they would sell full size, like they would build you a computer or they would sell components. And then there was like ones that specialized in storage or ones that specialized in peripherals. Gotcha. That's all they sold were like keyboard, mouse. There's ones that specialized in console things. So like things for your Switch, things for your Xbox. There are ones that was just networking, or there was ones that were just webcams and security cameras. Like, it was really, really cool. You could find essentially anything that you wanted. Which was awesome. And that was the one mall. Right next to it is another mall. And this is where all the like real stores are. So DJI store, Sony store, Thermaltake store, Asus ROG store, Aura store. These are real stores. So like, you know, I think there was a Razer store in there too. We have Razer stores in the United States. Not a ton, but you can find them. There's one here in San Diego. Microsoft store, like any big brand. It was cool because I think the ROG store is like the flagship ROG store. Same with the Thermaltake store is the flagship Thermaltake store. And one thing that's really cool that I think you would like about the Thermaltake store is they have in the store, they have a workshop where I don't know if you can go in, but you can watch them bend the tubes if you wanted.
Oh, like, for a build?
Yeah, for a build. So like cool. You can have them do a custom build for you and they'll bend the tubes and it like you can watch it happen. I don't know if you can go do it yourself or maybe they can teach you. I'm not really sure, but super cool. Like where do you normally see that? You don't.
You got to go to YouTube.
Yeah. So that was just really, really cool. And that mall had like 8 or 9 floors of just awesome stores as well. Cool. And the malls were packed. Malls were very, very packed, which is something again you don't necessarily see. So that was like beyond Computex, that was a really cool thing. I know Ryan's a big fan of comics. There were like comic book stores and anime stores everywhere. Just lots of really cool, unique shopping.
That's awesome
stuff. So, but like I said, this episode we're gonna focus mainly on Computex. I was just there by myself, so I didn't get to see everything. I do feel that I saw a lot. We do have a dedicated Computex page on the site if you want to check it out. It's just thinkcomputers.org/Computex2025. You can bring it up here and it has, wait a minute. That's not right. Why is it only showing? Well, it's broken. So let's not go to the page because it's not showing what it should be showing.
Yeah.
Which is very weird. So we'll nix that page for now. But in any case, I got to see a lot. So we're going to go through the brands that I did get to see and that we did make videos on. All of the videos are in the article, but they're also on our YouTube page. Also, we're putting out short form content probably for the next 2 to 3 weeks on Computex because the boosts and the everything that I didn't have time to shoot a full length video. I shot a bunch of short form content as well. So that's all going to come out on social media, whether that's TikTok, Instagram, YouTube shorts, or even just on like Twitter or Threads. It will all eventually come out. So just stay tuned for all of that. So we'll start with Gigabyte, and we went to Gigabyte's, they had like their own little kind of big press event. They showed off a lot of products, but honestly, the coolest thing that I saw there was something that they're adding to their motherboards, and it's called Driver BIOS. So when you do a new build and you're wanting to connect to the internet, that's not Ethernet, you have to do it Wi-Fi. I think most people are doing Wi-Fi these days. Not a ton of people are plugging in. You have to go on another system, get a flash drive or something, a portable SSD, download the Wi-Fi driver, and then go back, take that over to your new system, and then install the Wi-Fi driver to connect your Microsoft account and do all that, right? It's just extra time. Well, Gigabyte announced Driver BIOS, which essentially the Wi-Fi driver is built into the BIOS itself. So again, when you do that Windows install, it detects your Wi-Fi connection, and you can connect to your network, and you don't have to do any of that. It just saves a lot of time. Right, I thought that was awesome. The most interesting thing, because I do a lot of builds here, and when we're doing system, it's just annoying. So essentially, according to them, it essentially takes about 6 minutes to do the whole flash drive and do all that, install it, do everything, where this takes 1 second. It's just already there. You connect to your network and you're good to go. This will be available on all new Gigabyte and Aorus motherboards. And the way they were able to do that is the BIOS chip, they essentially doubled it in size from 32 megabytes to 64 megabytes. So I just really, really like this. Like, I think it's something.
I'm guessing it's a pretty like, especially since it's, you know, they're only using 64 megs for all that stuff. It's probably like a super stripped down driver.
Yeah.
And then that gets you online to get like full packages and everything else, but it's still very cool.
Yeah, I just think it's going to save so much time.
Yeah.
And if you're a builder, a system integrator, it's just going to make things incredibly easy.
Well, especially with Windows 11 essentially requiring a Microsoft account.
Yeah.
Now, you know, without crazy workarounds, you got to have internet connection so that you can log into this machine. So being able to do that, because like you mentioned, like how many people, there's probably so many people that don't have a hardwired connection. Like they just have what's going into the back of their router from their ISP and that's it. Everything else is Wi-Fi, right? I'm a person that, I've got extra hard wires in my room, but yeah, this will be super nice.
Or even just people that are like, oh crap, I need to get my Wi-Fi driver.
Wait, or they don't have another computer to do it.
Or right? They don't have a flash drive. Like how many people have a flash drive to do? Like, how do I get this onto this machine? Like, how does this work? Right. You know what I mean? It's just makes it so much easier. So shout out to Gigabyte for doing that. We'll move over to Trikes, and you're an AIO guy.
And I asked you, it's Trikes?
They said it's either. They said it could be Tricks or Trikes. I think a lot of people are calling it Trikes, so I'm going to call it Trikes. And they showed a bunch of new products. The new one, the new AIO, is called their Stage. And essentially, it's designed with two LCD screens, and then this right here is actually a mirror where you can put like a figurine. They have it set up here with like these little figures that are like a band. But it's just something a little bit different. It's something, I saw a bunch of really interesting AIOs at Computex. This was one of the more interesting ones. I think a lot of people, we've seen it like mods and things like that, where people do put figures in their system. This gives you essentially a stage or a place to put that figure. What do you think about this?
It's like the opposite of the panorama, right? The panorama is like an external cube. This is like the reverse of it. I think it's cool. I'm excited to see all the crazy stuff that people do with that stage, right? You can have like an animation going of like, I could just think of like, you know, when Iron Man like comes down and like lands with his fist in the ground, like you could have that animation always going, and then like an Iron Man figure there, like
there's so many different options and things that you can do.
You could have a car sitting there looking like it's driving.
Yeah, you could have a ton of different things. We're getting more and more creative with the AIOs, which I think Trikes essentially started with the panorama. Yeah. And I don't know the panoramas that you've reviewed, did they have the just one cable coming off for the
I gotta remember now.
Because this one has just a single magnetic connection, and then you have your cable
for the fans, coming. You mean?
Yeah. So it just makes it really, really easy as a builder too. So that's gonna be really, really nice. And this will come out in the summer for expected price of around $199, so not all that expensive either.
So the Panorama SE that I looked at first, and I do have the regular Panorama as well that'll be coming out next week, should be. It had pre-wired daisy chain fans, but they're not just like a some of the more advanced like signal.
Yeah, so like if you see down here, this is just magnetic connection
that comes right off. They do not have that on the.
So a nice little upgrade for that as well, which is nice. This is something you might be interested in too. We saw Asus do this, and now Trikes is going to do this. So their panorama sort of curved screen, they're also making that into a standalone water block. So if you're a fan of that, but you're not an AIO person, you're a custom loop person, you can still get that curved screen. It's just going to be a water block now. Yep. So it's going to come with 90 degree fittings and just a nice little water block. And like I said, we saw Asus do this and now Trikes is doing it. No word yet on pricing. It will just plug into your motherboard via USB 2.0 header. $200 to $250. So depending on, pricing and things like that. But I really like this because I feel like when it comes to water blocks, we've seen a little bit of like the digital displays and things, but like the screens we haven't necessarily seen. And like the AIO crowd has got the screens, the curved screens, the infinity mirrors, whereas like the custom cooling crowd has kind of got, the blocks look amazing. But like the screens and the interact, like the, just being able to do a little bit more, you haven't seen it as much. So it's really great, I think, that Trikes is doing that. Now, this is something that I was like super excited for.
It's wild.
So because, we've seen screens on AIOs and things like that. But Trikes showed an air cooler, and it's a big air cooler, dual fan, dual tower cooler here with a, I believe this is a 5.5 inch screen here. And I don't, I guess we did see a screen on an air cooler. Who was that from? Lamptron? I forget. It was like a,
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. And it didn't look great. This looks really, really good. It's a big cooler.
Now, is it, it almost can act like an air tunnel, like to pull that air in from the front, run it across the heat sink, and then out the back, like a 120, right? It can kind of keep some of the air trapped in there. It almost looks like it's not a solid like tube or anything, right? It's just kind of a panel that goes across with the screen.
This, yeah, it's just a top cap. So like this entire top part comes off.
Okay. Okay.
I, like I said, it's in the, I show it in the video. But
yeah, I want to see another angle of that.
Yeah, let's bring up the video here. Let's see.
Maybe I was looking at it.
Let's see if we can scrub to where it is. So there's the screen.
Okay.
Yeah.
I gotcha. So it's a dual tower, dual fan.
Yeah, dual tower, dual fan.
That makes more sense. I gotcha.
And then here you can see where I take it off. At least I believe. I was trying to do this all with one hand. Ryan wasn't with me in Computex, so I had to do all the shooting myself, which was a little this was the first day too, and I have to say I was a little overwhelmed because I've never been to Computex. But I do take it off here, you'll see. So I just pull it and then you can see the center fan.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's just Pogo style connection.
I like that too. On. There's the wires connected. That's
but
great.
Super clean black and white color. And the fans are also like on a rail sort of, so you can easily move them slide up and them down for installation, which is really, really great as well. $99. They asked us too. So they Trikes asked us like, how much do you think this will be? And I was like $129 and they said $99. So
that's pretty good. I was thinking somewhere closer to $150.
Yeah. So really awesome. Great pricing on this when it's going to come out. And it's coming out in Q3. They also had a air version of their Luca L70 case. This comes with two massive 200 millimeter fans in the front, supports the largest hardware out there, extended ATX motherboards. And one thing that they are doing, which like hardly anybody else is doing, removable motherboard tray, the power supply mounts, you can move from the top to the bottom, however you like it. 420 in the bottom, 420 in the front if you don't want the 200 millimeter fans. Those 200 millimeter fans also use a Pogo style connection. So the front of the case opens like a door and it's really, really easy to go ahead and get in there. Yeah, just a great case. And again, an air version. So you have high airflow and everything like that. $269 for that one. They also showed an Arc Vision case, which is their take on the aquarium style case. The cool thing about this one is that it has their curved LCD in the front here. So you're going to get that curved LCD. Now there will be a version without it, which you can see like it's going to have this type of panel that does not have the screen in it. But pretty cool that you're getting a curved screen. Again, you can show stats. You can do everything that you could do with their panorama. Yeah. So it's cool that it's built into the case. So you're going to have that. The OLED version, so it's going to be an OLED screen, will be $239.99. The standard version is going to be $119.99. And it will be available in both black and white as well. And then we saw the Flova case, which is like the, I don't want my system to look like a gaming system. They had it in white, pink, and I believe a blue. And the front is like this fabric. The side is also this fabric. They match the inside color as well. And then this section, because you have like fabric will stop airflow. Because you have that, they actually have this section, which is a fan, a circular fan that's going to bring air in and bring it into the case that way. It's not your traditional fan. This circular fan module will come with the case. And they tell us that it's as powerful as three 140 millimeter fans. And it just kind of slides into.
Is it like a cage fan?
Here, I'll bring up the video again so you can see it. Oh, sure. I probably should just play the videos, huh?
Yeah, that's all right.
Let's bring it up here. So it looks like. Okay, wait. I'm going to Maybe I should just make this bigger. Hold on. Let's do this. Make this bigger. And it is... Man, I think my internet's just slower. So it's okay, this right here.
Yeah, so it's like a cage fan. Yep.
Yeah, so it's like that, and it slides into the side.
Those
of the case.
Those can move a lot of air. They can be loud, but if you've got it spinning at a decent speed, yeah, I believe moving as much air as 3 140s. That's
yeah. Cool. So it's kind of like a way to still get that fabric look and everything, but still have decent airflow. And I believe, like I said, black version, white, black, and pink. I don't know if there's a blue. I don't remember. Yeah, probably white, black, and pink on the colors of that. But
surprised
it is
like a speaker behind the grill. It
I know, right? Like a... Yeah. So, but it's pretty cool for like people who don't want that gamer look, but they want like a still kind of cool looking case overall.
Yeah.
That is going to be $169. Coming out in Q3. They also showed off their new fans. So these are the Lucis fans. Each fan has 32 LEDs in it, sold in three packs for $99. Single connection, magnetically come to go together, works with their Canali software, and they're going to be $99, like I said, for the three pack. 140 millimeter versions will be coming later in the year as well. And you can get them in like normal, or you can get them in reverse fan as well. So like reverse fan blade as well. And they also did show PCIe 5.0 riser cables, because not a lot of people have PCIe 5.0 riser cables. So they'll be having those as well coming out later this year. So that's what we saw from Trikes. Really, really cool stuff, I thought. And like I said, they had quite a lot to show, which was great. So moving on from Trikes, MSI booth was literally insane. I'm surprised I got hardly any coverage because there was packed.
What going on?
I think I made the mistake of like going to the big booths on the first day when I should have went on the second day. But in any case, they did have quite a lot to show. So first, a new expert. Remember, we saw the expert at CES. For the 50 series, they have the Expert OC, which is a new design. Gonna be around the same price as their Supreme Series card. I think it looks quite good. They've gone with more of like a lighter gold color than the darker color that they had on the previous version. Big card, hefty cooling solution, unibody aluminum design. Looks really, really nice. Coming out later this year. And then they had a couple concept graphics cards. So they had a RTX 5090 Supreme Titanium Edition made of titanium.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Made of titanium. Okay. Not really sure if this is actually going to come out, but it was interesting to see a titanium graphics card there, which was pretty cool. And then they had something that I was actually really excited about. If you remember their old Cyclone... Oh, what the heck? Okay, that's cool. Well, I'll bring it up on the video. Remember their Cyclone graphics cards that came out? Like, we're old, so we probably remember these. Their old Cyclone graphics cards, they look like this. As you can see, with the Cyclone cooler and everything like that. But this one is new, and it has a screen in the fan.
Yeah.
So this is their Visual Cyclone... currently a prototype. This has more of a chance to come out than
the titanium.
This will be an RTX 5070 base card if they do bring it out. Two massive heat pipes here. Love to see the copper all throughout, which just looks awesome. And that Cyclone fan and everything. And again, you get some nice little screen in there as well, so you can kind of do what you want. Again, just a prototype. But
it screams like so early 2000s look to me. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
I'm not a huge fan. I like the innovation of the screen and the fan, but
I liked it. I thought it looked pretty cool. And then moving over to stuff that's actually has a chance to come out. They showed off their Mag Vision Lite 12, which is a 12.3 inch screen. That you can mount in any 360 millimeter section in your case, or you can mount it any, essentially anywhere that was going to fit, but it does have mounting points for 360 millimeters. So, you know, in your side mount, they had it, they showed it in a side mount, connects very easily, you know, one cable, super, super simple. That's going to come out in Q3 for $119. They also had a mag 870E Tomahawk Wi-Fi PZ. Really sleek design on this, and it has the connections on the back. So it's a back connect motherboard. Really, really nice. All like just really nice that we're getting like a Tomahawk level board that's back connect. Was typically reserved for some of their higher end boards, so it's nice to get that there. That's going to come out in Q3 for $369. And then to round out the Mag line, they showed their new case, a very affordable case. This is their Mag Pano 130R PZ. Supports back connect motherboards, aquarium style case here. And you can see the screen in there, that the same screen that we're talking about. It's actually in the side mount here. This is only going to be $89. And I believe it's going to come with three included fans too, or four included fans. So you get three and then one in the back, which are going to come with it for only $89. Yes. And I always say that MSI is very under the radar when it comes to cases, because they make really good cases that are quite affordable. So they had that. They also showed a sort, I guess, white, mini ITX motherboard. So it's the MPG X870i Edge TI Wi-Fi. This is going to be $309, coming out in Q3. It has three M.2 slots on it, and it has this little expansion card right here that gives you some more ports, as well as that third M.2, which is kind of nice. So you have that there. So that was a really nice board. And then they had this really cool AIO. This is their MPG Core Liquid P13360, 360 millimeter AIO. But the cool thing about it is that it has a universal bracket. So I'm sure you know, Ryan, when you do your AIO reviews, it either ships with the Intel bracket on there or the AMD bracket, and you have to switch it out, right?
Yep.
So this has a universal bracket, which means that you're just going to have one. And that because this bracket, like you can see with like the AMD section, like it's just kind of big, they've covered it. So this whole section actually looks a lot cleaner.
That's nice.
And this 2.1 inch LCD that has this sort of like glass cover, like on the top.
Yeah.
So like when you look at it, depending on how you're looking at it, it just looks a little bit different, which is pretty cool. So I really like that. Also the fan cables run through the fans. That's how they connect. So it's kind of interesting.
Nothing on the outside either.
Yeah. Huh. Nothing. Yeah. So that, and then they come out, go into the tubing and down into the block. It's really a clean AIO. That's going to come out in Q3 for $189. So awesome stuff from MSI. They had a lot more. I just couldn't get to all of it because their booth was crazy. But really cool stuff coming from MSI. Moving on to Be Quiet. Be Quiet didn't have as much, but they did have some new AIOs, which I'm sure you would be interested in. So they had their Pure Loop 3 LX and their Pure Loop 3. So the Pure Loop 3 LX is the one that's going to have RGB lighting. Now, the cool thing about it is that the pump block here has just like these little inserts, and it's going to come with 10 different inserts with different designs on them. And I believe you'll be able to make your own as well. Cool. That you can just throw in there. So you're going to have RGB lighting, and then you can throw one of these inserts in there. That's going to be available in 240 and 360 millimeter versions. And then there's the Pure Loop 3, which is no RGB at all. So if you want that more of that stealthy look, Pure Loop 3 is going to come in 240, 280, and 360 millimeter versions. And again, no RGB lighting on the block or anything. So if you want more of that clean look, Pure Loop 3 LX, the 360 millimeter version, is going to be $129. The 360 millimeter version of the Pure Loop 3, the non-RGB version, is going to be $115. They also showed these like case stands for their Lightbase 900 case that puts it on its side, sort of. So you get a lot better look at the case. It just gives it a different thing. Now, they're not sure if they're going to sell these. They had wood versions. They had two metal versions. Again, no word on yet if they're going to come out with those. But if you did have a Lightbase 900, it would be a really cool way to display the case. And then I got to see their keyboards. So they just got into keyboards. They recently announced their dark mount and light mount keyboards. They are so quiet. They are very much some of the quietest keyboards that I've used. Super, super quiet. The dark mounts is the flagship, and that is a full-on keyboard with a detachable number pad here, and you can move that number pad over to the other side. It also features sort of like Stream Deck-esque OLED touch keys, I guess you would call them. You can set all that up in their software, and then they have this multimedia display here. What's cool about the multimedia display is that, one, it can display certain things and do all of that, but you can also change all the settings on the keyboard with that display. So if you don't want to run their software, you don't have to. You can just run it all through the display, and it's all saved on the keyboard itself. So that is the dark mounts, and then they have the light mounts, which is a bit smaller, not as many features. And both of those are out now, but they're not a whole lot of availability, but they said there's going to be a lot more availability coming soon. And then they have mice. So Be Quiet's going to make mice as well. So they have their Dark Perk Ergo and Dark Perk Sim. So the Ergo is going to be the ergonomic mouse for right-hand users, and the Sim is symmetrical for both right and left-hand users. So here's the Sim. Here is the Ergo. Very lightweight as well. 55 gram mouse. And one thing that I pointed out in the video is you can kind of see it here, but where the USB connects, it lifts up the cable a little bit off of your desk, so you don't have drag right there, which is really, really nice. No word yet on when they're going to come out, probably later in the year. But yeah, cool to see Be Quiet kind of get into something a little different. And I think they're doing it right. Like, just the little things that you don't see in some other mice they're doing. So it's cool to see that as well. Asus had a lot. And again, their booth was literally insane as well. But they had some really, really interesting products. The first one, which you can see right here, is their ROG Falcata. So this is a 75% keyboard, but it's a split keyboard. So you can put it together and use it just as a normal keyboard, but you can also split it. So if you are a split typer, this is going to be perfect for you. But if you're just a gamer, I mean, what keys are you using mostly as a gamer?
Right, yeah, the ones on the left. The
WASD, yeah, and you're using WASD, right, yeah. And you're using a little bit of the space bar. And that's essentially it. So if you're somebody who uses a very low DPI and you need a lot of mouse space. You can only use half the keyboard if you want to when you're gaming, put it back together when you're typing. This is going to be a Hall Effect keyboard. So all the features that you would get with Hall Effect, being that, you know, snap tap, rapid trigger, you can set your actuation point. You can have multiple actions depending on how far down you press or release each key. You're going to have all of that. The build quality on this thing is so good.
That's nice, yeah.
And it's going to come with a bunch of different feet. So you can set it like at an angle like this for more ergonomic typing if you like that. There's keyboards that are like that. So you can do that. This section right here is a touch sensitive panel. So you can set it to do different things like volume. You can just swipe up or do different things on the side there. Really, really like this. No word yet on pricing or when it's going to be available. Expect it to be expensive because it's super high quality. They really worked, just like the last ROG keyboard that I reviewed, they really worked on the sound dampening, and it sounds really, really good too. That's a big thing. So that is the keyboard. They also showed their ROG Harp 2 Ace. which is, of course, a follow-up to the original. 48 grams, super lightweight, but it's very durable. Like, I did the squeeze yeah. test to try to break the mouse, and I couldn't. It uses a new material that is supposed to be 30% stronger than the predecessor, but also lighter. Uses their ROG Endpoint Pro optical sensor. Expected to launch in Q3. Don't know pricing, but again, very, very lightweight. Felt really, like, really good in the hand too. And then what it's sitting on is their new mouse pad. So this is their ROG Sheath XXL mouse pad. It's a 900 by 400, and it has this like advanced cooling fabric. So it feels kind of cool to the touch, which is good if you're gaming. Non-fray, all that kind of stuff. That's also going to come out in Q3. Now on to the monitor. So again, this is the ROG Strix Ace XG248 QSG, 24.1 inch FHD Super TN panel, 610 hertz refresh rate. You watch the video that's in the article, because that's the only way that I can explain it. It looks great. And yeah, if you're an FPS gamer, that's like their whole focus for Computex was like esports.
Yeah.
So if you, all of these products are really focused towards esports, fast paced gaming. So this is another one of those. This also features their new stand. I remember, if you remember, like the big Asus stands with like the
legs that go way out.
Yeah. It has this new Ergo stand, which takes up less space. Which again, if you're not putting this on an arm, is something that you'll definitely appreciate. So
yeah, because they had what, the round base that would come down, and then it was like
they had the round base, and legs. They had the one that had the like
weird.
So they've changed that up a bit, but this, like I said, I got to play some games on this monitor, and it looked
Were they running it off of that tiny PC?
Yeah, so this is their 2025 NUC they were running off of too. So
that's cool.
Yeah, they had so much. Like, I didn't have a chance to check out everything. Also, the ROG Station 3. This is an external GPU dock, and unlike others, this will support their BTF graphics cards. Oh, so you could put in the BTF. Could power it with the BTF connection. That's why this looks so clean, right? Because it's no a BTF, no cable. Now you will have to provide your own power supply. It supports SFX and SFXL power supplies, Thunderbolt 5. So you're going to get full bandwidth, and you also get two type C ports for other connectivity of other devices as well. So, cool. You know, you have your thin and light, you know, like a tablet right here, but then you come home to your XG station with your 5080, 5090, and you can play all your games on your 4K display or whatever. And again, super clean if you get a BTF style. In their new BTF style, that connector on the graphics card is an adapter now. So you can, it's not like if you ever want to put that into another system that's not BTF, you don't have to.
You can take it off. That's cool.
Yeah, so it's an adapter now, which is nice. So all the new BTF graphics cards, the 50 series, are going to have, it's just an adapter that just goes in now. So one, if you ever wanted to install in a different system, or you ever wanted to sell the card, it's going to be a lot easier to sell, because people can buy it and use it on a non BTF motherboard. So that's nice there as well. And I got to see the Doom card. We talked about this pre-Computex. It looks awesome. And they had if you watch the video in the article, but they had a whole system that was like Doom themed. And this card looks, I think, just like custom Astrals just look awesome. So it's an RTX 5080 Astral Doom Edition. And there were only 666 made. It looked awesome.
Were they doing something with like trading cards? Because I see it in that picture.
I don't know.
There's like a little trading card there. And then there was one in the previous, like the monitor picture. Like down to the left.
Maybe.
Looks like another card. I didn't know if that was like a promo. Anyways.
I have no clue. I honestly don't know. They had a lot of stuff going on in their booth. So I'm not. Yeah. I was just trying to run around. But I maybe.
Trying to survive.
I was trying to survive and trying to shoot content. It was.
Did they have that other gold Astral card that's like the Egyptian?
No, style? I didn't see it. I did not see that. I would have loved to have seen that as well.
Yeah, that one looks amazing.
They did. At least I didn't see it at the booth. I was, like I said, I was running around, but yeah. From there, we go to Cooler Master, and I got to go to Cooler Master's headquarters in Taipei, which was really, really cool. And they got to show us some, like, they got to take us to different floors and show some of the other stuff that's non-PC related that they do. And you don't realize how big of a company Cooler Master is until you go to their headquarters. Same thing with Asus. Like, Asus, with Asus's headquarters, too, is like,
well, really, really cool. Go to Cooler Master's website. Like, it, I don't know if it still does or not, but like, it always asks you, like, do you want consumer parts or like industrial parts?
Like, yeah, like they were showing us, like all of the laptops that they make the vapor chamber for. They make the vapor chamber on the ROG phone. They make the cooling system. They make cooling systems for data centers. They make cooling systems for like the 5G towers that are probably all around people's, you know, your house. Like, they make the cooling systems for that. They showed a lot of stuff that they make. Very cool. Yeah. So, but they also showed us new consumer products, of course, the things that are going to be coming out. The big thing that they did show us is their like 3D heat pipe. So all their new air coolers that are going to be coming out are based on this 3D heat pipe design. Essentially, here's a traditional heat pipe. You have your heat pipes coming out of the center and one going up each side of the heat sink here. 3D heat pipe puts a third pipe in the center because what they realized is this centerpiece is a lot cooler and it's basically being wasted. That part of the heat sink is sort of being wasted. Here, what they, you know, they can do is they can use more of that heat sink and of course dissipate more heat. That's kind of what they were showing. And they actually had a really cool demo upstairs where, and I showed in the video, where they have two identical heat sinks except for one has the 3D heat pipe and one does not, and we got to use a thermal gun. You could see the thermal soak on both of them, and you can see where the one, you know, it's not making use of the heat sink at all. So it's pretty cool to see. So they had a bunch of coolers based on this. First is the V4 core, which only has two heat pipes because you don't need that many with the 3D heat pipe design. So this is going to be $30, $29.99. And they have an ARGB version of it as well, if you want some lighting. But those are going to be very, very affordable. Also $29.99 for the ARGB version. Then they had the V4 Ultra, which is dual tower or dual fan, single tower, a little bit higher. This also only has two heat pipes, but more fans, a little bit better performance there. And then what everybody was waiting for is the V8 Ace, which looks like an engine. So this is the only one they showed, because they showed a couple different ones at CES. I don't know if this is the only one that they're going to come out with. Also uses the 3D heat pipe, but it has four heat pipes, not two. So you're getting double. Dual fan, uses their Mobius fans. They're shooting for a price of $69.99 coming out later this year. And you can see like the heat pipes in the center.
Cool, yeah.
But yeah, pretty interesting how, and it's like they showed us stats and everything, like, you know, typically like a entry level CPU cooler is going to be four heat pipes. And then if you would go up to the higher end, it would be at least six, if not eight. Right. We've seen even 10. Now with a 3D heat pipe design, you only need two. For the high end, you only need four. Like, it's a lot.
That's cool.
And I think that cuts down the cost as well. So again, $70 as opposed to like their last high end air cooler was at least 100. So cutting down the cost as well, which is nice.
Yeah,
so,
I'd be curious to see how like a close up look of that third, you know, line going up the middle there, like how they attach it to the standard heat pipe, right? Do they have to like cut it and then solder?
Yeah, so they
add that additional piece.
Yeah, they cut it. They showed us upstairs how they actually do it and how it actually works.
Yeah.
Also, what's just really cool, which it's in the video, but it's not in the article, is they showed us like their CPU coolers over time. So it's in the video. Check out the video in the article, but like you got to see some of their past, like
super way back. Cool. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's cool. Moving on to cases, they finally released their MasterFrame. So their MasterFrame 600 is already out at $199. And the cool thing about these cases is that while this, like, the internals are steel, the external is aluminum. So like the entire outside is going to be aluminum. And again, you can choose whether you want like this type of front or the more mesh front. You can choose all that. The whole thing about the MasterFrame is that it is very, very modular. So you can move things around internally and externally. So here is the MasterFrame 600. This is out currently for $199. Might change because of tariffs, but they're holding currently at $199. And then you have the MasterFrame 500, which is the one in the center. That's going to be $149. And then you have, that's also supports ATX. The 600 is ATX and extended ATX. And then the MasterFrame 400, which is micro ATX and mini ITX, which is going to be right here. And I believe that one is $99. So you could, again, really, and I show some examples in the video of how you can customize these how you want. One really cool case that's essentially glass all around. So it goes glass all the way around the case. And you're like, how does that work? They have this center module, which is made of aluminum, where you mount all of your hardware. And again, everything else goes around it. Now they had it shown with a custom build. So it's kind of hard to see how everything goes in there, but it's really, really cool. No word on like if they're actually going to bring it out, but I really think they should. I saw a couple other cases that had this sort of same design. People are trying to, again, really expand on that aquarium style. And the only way to do that is to wrap the case in glass. But then how are you going to mount everything?
Yeah.
So we've seen ones that now you're going to have this center, I guess, frame where you mount, you know, your motherboard on one side and then like power supply and stuff on the other. And it's all held into place in this center frame where you can see all around it. That's what this case is designed like. And it looks awesome. Really, really well designed too. So there is, it's kind of hard to see. I would watch the video.
Some cutouts, right?
Yeah. So there's a front panel that's curved. It curves all the way around. And then you have two larger side panels here. That's kind of how that one is designed. They also showed a 2025 version of their Cosmos, a couple different ones. They're not even sure if it's going to, the 2025 Cosmos is even going to come out. They showed the one that they built for NVIDIA. So this one over here is the one that they actually built for NVIDIA for some of their high-end systems. But again, it's not available. They also showed this like one that would never, ever come out. So this front piece is a sponge that's made of metal. It's a metal sponge. And they told us how they make it. They, again, get a real sponge and then they put in liquid metal and then wait for it to harden. And then they like blast the sponge part out. They actually said that it's more efficient than mesh, which is pretty interesting. And they said it's very expensive to make. Just that piece is like $1,000 to make. They're never going to come out with it, but it was pretty interesting to see just like the different things that they experiment with and work on. Another update to their Cube series. So they have the Cube 500 Core. This is their very inexpensive type case that's very compact for a mid tower. The power supply gets mounted in the front here. Then you have your rest of your system here, supports full ATX motherboards as well as long graphics cards. And then they have all these pieces that you can kind of attach different places. They're also going to offer 3D printing available to print pieces that will go on here as well. I don't know, Ryan, printables. I don't know if you know what that is.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you can, whatever that means. I don't know anything about 3D printing, but yeah, they showed us a bunch of the accessories that go to that. It's only going to be $60. So very affordable case too. And a bunch of different color options that you can do on that one too. They also showed new fans. So we have seen fans that have aluminum frame. Now they're showing fans that have aluminum frame and aluminum fan blades. So
that's expensive.
Yeah, the master fan, well, especially with like aluminum tariff coming. So Master Fan XTAL is the one that is all aluminum. And also these fans spin up to 4,000 RPM.
Ooh.
So you can really push a lot of air with these. Available 120 millimeter, 140 millimeter sizes. No word yet on pricing. And they also showed, I don't have it in the article, but they also showed Cooler Master does have an RTX 5090 that's technically they're not selling. You have to buy it in one of their pre-built systems. But I'll bring it up here. It looks awesome, but they built it in conjunction with Asus. So essentially it's an Asus card.
Okay.
I'll bring it up here so you can
see. Printables is the company that actually worked with HyperX about a month ago on a they always do contests and stuff, and it was like to design a body for this mouse I'm reviewing. So
yeah, so this is their custom designed RTX 5090 that you can get with one of their pre-built systems, because technically they can't sell the card, and they want to work with other manufacturers beyond Asus on this. So they basically built this shroud that goes on top. They built a vapor chamber that goes over the GPU as well. And in this shroud, you can select what fans you want. So you can go from a 15 millimeter fan to, I believe, a 35 millimeter fan, depending on the cooling level that you want. And it looks really sleek. Like this chrome on the outside looks awesome. I mean, again, it's really cool that you can select the fans that you want to put in there, depending on the cooling level. And there's a fan hub built into the whole thing as well. Okay. It's really, really cool. And like they showed a couple different versions with like the gold and the silver. They're pretty cool.
It reminds me back in the day when I had my GeForce 4 Ti 4400 and replaced the stock cooler on it with it wasn't Cooler Master, but it was a thermal take, like a heat sink, right? And little memory heat sinks for it to get a little more overclocking. It's like something we used to do with graphics cards. Like you never see that anymore unless you're swapping it out for like a water block, but this is kind of another version of that.
Yeah, like it's they're getting away with making it because they're not selling it. You can only get it in their pre-built systems, but it is made by Asus, and again they put their custom vapor chamber on it too, so it is it's definitely not just the cooler at like the top cooler added on. It's a little bit more than that too. So yeah, pretty cool to see that from Cooler Master. And we'll move on from, man, we got to keep on moving here.
Yeah.
ASRock. So ASRock had some new graphics cards as well as new motherboards. The motherboards were actually quite awesome. So first, motherboards. So they have a new overclocking motherboard, which we haven't necessarily seen from ASRock. So this is, and all the new motherboards were AMD motherboards, which is pretty cool. So this is their X870E Tai Chi OCF 25 phase power design, made specifically for overclocking, something we haven't seen on motherboards for a long time. Your custom overclocking buttons right here with your plus and minus and your preset settings 1, 2, and 3. You can turn off your expansion slots. You can do all of that stuff. It looked awesome. And I believe it supports 6M.2s too.
Dang. So that's interesting. Like on your overclocking board, like why support? Who knows?
Yeah. But it was pretty cool to see that. And again, not a lot of people were like excited about it. I was like, we haven't seen an overclocking motherboard in a while.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they had that one. And then there was their Phantom Gaming X870E Nova Wi-Fi, which is right here. They're changing up the design a little bit with this sort of like reflective, I don't know what you want to call it, but it's like
holographic.
This, it looked pretty cool. This one has a 23 phase power design. And another thing that ASRock is doing is they're adding an M.2 vertically right here for better airflow, because this one is not going to get as much airflow. This has 5 M.2s on it. But yeah, just a good looking board overall. They also had a new creator line. So this is their X870 Tai Chi creator. And the cool thing about this one is that both of the graphics card slots actually run at full speed. They're Gen 5 running at full speed. So if you are a creator and maybe you're using one for gaming, one graphics card for streaming, or whatever you might be doing, you're going to get the full link speed on those, which is pretty cool. 21 phase power design on that. And then finally, the X870 Live Mixer, which they've definitely gone away from, like,
not so colorful.
Yeah, the not so colorful Live Mixer, 19 phase power design on this. I don't have a picture of it, but it's in the video. 16 USB ports on this. So wow. Live Mixer is all about connecting. If you're a streamer or you're doing something, you can connect all of your webcams, mics, lights, whatever it is, to the board itself. So there's 16 USB ports, both type A and type C on the rear IO, which is great. So yeah, that is their new motherboards. They also showed some new graphics cards. First, they already announced their Radeon RX 9070 XT. It came in a sort of black version. Now they're going to offer it in white. This is a concept card. This is just called their Tai Chi White. The cool thing about this one, and again, check out the video. The screen wasn't on, but there's a screen on the edge of the card now. And I believe it's the first card from ASRock with a screen on it. So it'll be interesting to see kind of what they do with that. So that was a new card. They also showed the 9070 XT Steel Legend Black. So their Steel Legend cards have always been white traditionally. Now they have a Steel Legend Black, which is all black. So if you didn't like the all white, you can get a black version of that. Also showed a 9070 Challenger, or 9070 XT Challenger. So they had a 9070 Challenger. Challenger is their sort of entry level. Yeah. Now they have a 9070 XT Challenger, so more affordable in the 9070 XT line. And we did get to see their new 9060. So they're going to have a Challenger, and they're going to have a Tai Chi, or Steel Legend, I'm sorry. And that's what's...
good looking.
Yeah, 9060s. So Challenger, dual fan, kind of what we saw there from them. So they also have a new 1200-watt Steel Legend power supply. It's 80-plus gold, platinum, cybernetics platinum, ATX 3.1, PCIe 5.1. The cool thing about it is when you think of 1200 watts, Ryan, you think of like a long power supply. This is 150 millimeters, which is like the standard ATX size, which is nice on there as well. So those are the new things from ASRock. Oh, they also had a new gaming monitor as well. Sorry. This is their PG27Q FW2A. They already released a 500 hertz monitor. This one's going to be a little bit slower. So it's 400 hertz, which still is fast.
Yeah.
27-inch quad HD IPS display expected towards the end of the year.
I love how it's compared to a 144 hertz. Like, that's like slow. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Makes me feel bad.
Yeah, and if you don't know, all of their monitors have Wi-Fi antennas built in.
Mm-hmm.
So if you know, getting some better Wi-Fi signal because it's a, you know, it's your monitor, it's not you're coming off your motherboard, is pretty cool that all those have that as well. So yeah, expect that later this year. Moving on from ASRock, we saw Inwin, and of course Inwin, we know this because we've covered Computex, we've never gone, but. Yep. Inwin always has like a signature series case. This year, Inwin was celebrating their 40th anniversary. So they did something a little bit different. They're not necessarily calling this part of their signature series. This is the Chronomancy. And it's designed after the sort of like the Olympic torch. Okay. I'm actually going to bring up the video because it's just easier to show it in the video. To show what the case can do. I feel like Chrome is just like eating my resources. I feel like I need to do it. You ever just need to do like a clean install of Chrome?
I mean, no, but
I feel like I do. Anyways, This case is sort of like, again, designed after the Olympic torch. And then the top section has some of their like, it's iconic acrylic
cases.
Yeah, of their like iconic cases over the years. It looks really, really cool. The exterior is this chrome, which is like real chrome, and this really high end aluminum that goes around it, which just looks, like I said, it looks so cool. There's all those custom cases that, you know, they've had over the years. They're like, there's milestone cases, you know, all in there. And the cool thing about it is that you use a wand to open the case up.
Oh, okay.
So you'll see it here in the video in a second. Justin from Inwin, he showed
like me proximity to it.
Yeah, so it's a wand. You can see him have the wand, and you just wave the wand, and that side opens up automatically, and then you can see your system inside. So you can still, like, it can fit it, of course, normal, you know, full-size system in here. You have all those trays that can support hard drives or fans or things like that. And then you can open the other side as well with the wand. So you can open the second side, and the second side opens up, and that reveals, you know, your power supply. You can also fit a 360 millimeter rad at the back. And then all of their cabling gets routed towards the bottom and then comes out the bottom. So obviously things are spinning and moving. And you can see like the gears that are used here. Like, it's pretty heavy duty. Obviously, this is a special edition case, so no word yet on pricing or how many they're even going to make, but it's going to be very expensive. And again, it's not part of their signature series per se, so
maybe we'll see another one.
Yeah, so yeah, maybe we'll see a signature series, but it was pretty cool. They also had a super high performance case called the Covalent, which just like makes you think of like server case.
I like the look of this one.
You would like this, Ryan. It was really, really cool. High performance case. They had it decked out with fans. No word on pricing on this. But 420 millimeter radiator in the top, 360 in the front, tons of storage. And then they had a new version of their Dubilly case. This is called the D-Lite, which is essentially made to be just a little bit more affordable, a little bit smaller, still supports a 360 millimeter radiator in the front. And again, if you remember the Dubilly, it's very sort of sleek and kind of metal-ish. This is going to be very similar to that. They also have new Prism cases. So the black version of the Prism is already out. They're coming out with a white version here. With clear, the black version has tinted window. This is going to be all clear, so you can see everything in the front. Of course, the thing about the Prism is that while it shows off all your system, it does have mesh in the front, so you can mount fans in the front to get proper airflow. It is like a less expensive version of their towel case, which had no airflow essentially. So this definitely does. And we move over to the Shift, which we saw at CES.
Yep.
And it has been retooled a little bit. They've changed a few things, getting closer to a release date on it, but it's essentially a test bench. So here it is sort of like in its vertical orientation, which really is great for photos. And then you can see it sitting down in more of like a test bench orientation. And it has all these brackets that are connected that you can see you have fans on these, but it's great if you're like have a test bench and you want an AIO on there. It has proper brackets for everything. All made of all aluminum, looks really, really nice. And then they had this like AI box or AI case. It's essentially, it's called Tactics. It has these huge handles at the top, supports four graphics cards in there. And on the backside, again, watch the video, but it supports two power supplies. So one power supply for your graphics cards, one power supply for the rest of the system. And it's made to be a little portable AI, like people who are doing, and it supports, EEB motherboards, so it's going to support dual processor motherboards, like, you know, super big motherboards. That's the whole point for AI and things like that. So that was pretty cool. And then they also had their IW1650 650 watt power supply, but it's made specifically for graphics cards. So all it has on it is four
perfect for that case.
Yeah, 4 12 VHPWR power connections on it, made specifically for graphics cards, and they did have it in that case that they were showing. So pretty cool to see all of that from Inwin. And then finally, we move on to Montec. And Montec had a lot of very affordable cases and coolers and fans. So Montec kind of made a name for themselves from the King 95. Now they're going to have a King 45, $120, comes with four fans. Really sleek design here, both white and black versions. And yeah, it's they made a slight change. They angled the fans up a little bit because on the side of the case that you can't see, there is an intake. Angled the fans to get better air cooling, but it still will ship with four fans and I believe a fan controller for $120. And then they're going to have a King 15, which is a bit smaller, supporting micro ATX and mini ITX. Same sort of design, white and black versions, but just not as much space, obviously. That one is going to be $110 for the pro version that comes with the four fans and $90 for the non-pro version. They're going to have high airflow case as well. This is their Air 2000. So you can see the front is going to be the mesh. Although they said that they may include a mesh panel in the front and this glass panel, they're not sure yet. It might ship with both of those. Black and white versions, going to come with four fans. And this one has a digital display on the side too. So it's a little digital display that will show your CPU temperature, GPU temperature, and fan speed in real time. And you can adjust the fan speed on the controller itself. All that's in the video if you want to check out the video. $110 with a display, without the display, $95. Then they had this little cool little small form factor case. It's called 10, T-E-N, not the number 10. Mm. And it's very modular, meaning that they have this one set up as for an air-cooled setup. And then this one is a liquid-cooled setup. And you could, you know, have your graphics, like a smaller graphics card because the power supply is mounted in the front. But if on this one, the whole opposite side is a graphics card. So you could have like a two compartment design or a single compartment design that would fit larger coolers, things like that. You can kind of adjust it how you want. It can fit 360 millimeter radiators in it, which is great for cooling as well. I like these mini ITX cases that actually have room for proper cooling. So this is one of those. This is going to be $80 coming out in Q2 of 2026. And then moving on to AIOs, they had two AIOs that they were showing. Their Hyperflow Digital just has a digital display, so not an LCD. It's going to show CPU and GPU temperature, simple driver that easily gets installed, RGB lighting on the fans, and some on the block as well around that digital display. That one is going to be $120 for the 360 millimeter and $100 for the 240 millimeter. Those are going to come out in Q3. And they have the CyberFlow, which this is actually a fan. So this is a VRM fan. So it's going to cool VRM around your CPU, keeping things nice and cool. And it uses a Pogo style connection too. So you can just lift it up when you need to either install or whatever you may want to do. This one, again, RGB fans on there. This one is going to be $130 for the 360, $110 for the 240. That's going to come out in Q4. And then very affordable air coolers. So they had their NX400 single tower cooler, $25.90. It's right here. So this has four heat pipes, white fan, $25. Then they had the same cooler, but in an RGB version or ARGB version. It's going to come out in Q4. That one's going to be a little bit more expensive at $30. And then they had essentially a double the cooler that you're getting. So dual fan, dual tower, six heat pipes, the NX600, $40 for the non-RGB, $50 for the RGB version. This has
Are those thicker pipes. Fans too?
Yeah.
They so look like they 30 have, or yeah.
Yeah, their new fans are 28 millimeters thick. So These are the fans that they're actually using. So their E28s are 28 millimeters thick, giving you more static pressure for whatever you're using them for. So they had those. There's going to be $50 for a three-pack. both of them at the same price. So $50 for a three pack if they're RGB or non-RGB. And then they had their, what was this called? They had a triple RGB fan version. They clip together really easy with the controller. They're going to be $60 for this one. So that's what they had for their fan. So they had a lot as well. A lot of these brands compared to CES had a lot more. So it was like,
It seems like it.
You got to see a lot more. These are the brands that we did full videos for. Like I said, we got to see a ton of other brands. Corsair, Thermalright, Enermax, like there's a ton of other brands that we made content. It's just all coming out later. So, definitely stay tuned for all of that. Like I said, all that's going to come out in short form. So it's going to be on our social media, whether that's TikTok, Instagram, YouTube Shorts. It will also be pushed out to Threads and X. So just follow us on all those for everything Computex. But I have to say, Computex is, we were talking pre-show, but it's much better than CES because it's all PC hardware based, where CES is like TVs and washing and drying machine. And this was like all PC hardware, which was really, really cool. And all the companies, their booths were so much bigger at Computex compared to CES. Yeah. So very, very cool. I'm going to try to convince Ryan to come with me next year. We'll see. I think the biggest hurdle for Ryan is the plane ride. The plane ride wasn't horrible. I couldn't sleep during it, which kind of sucked, but it wasn't like that bad, I'd say.
That wasn't that bad. All right.
Yeah, it wasn't that bad.
Really solid.
I don't know how you sell a 14-hour plane ride.
No. Yeah.
I think for you it'd be even longer, I feel. So
yeah, multiple.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyways, real quick before we do end the podcast, we do have two new reviews. We're just going to go over them super quickly. Like Ryan, just go through super quick. There we go.
Yeah. So I took a look at the Enderfi Navis F360 ARGB. It's a 360mm all-in-one cooler. So we popped this into our new test bench. Go over some of it real quick here. So pretty standard AIO. Does come with three 120mm fans that are pre-attached to the radiator. So that always speeds up, makes insulation a little easier there. They are cable daisy chained. They don't have any of the pogo pin or anything like that. So pretty basic connectivity, but they are pre-wired for you. As you can see here, though, just a pretty standard looking AIO with some ARGB fans and a pump housing that does have some ARGB lighting in it. No LCD screen or anything like that. And there's no USB connectivity, so no software either that goes along with this. So your controls are really limited to controlling the speed of the fan and the pump and your lighting. So take that as you would. Standard 27mm thick radiator, but it does have a little more dense fin density. Most of the time we see like 20 fins per inch. This one was 21 to 22. I measured it a couple times and I was going back and forth. So it's just got a little more fins per inch than most of the other coolers we've taken a look at recently. So what that means is you're going to need a fan that can blow air through more density a little better. Unfortunately, they don't provide any specifications for air pressure and how much airflow these fans put out. They'll tell you the RPMs, which I found to be incorrect based on my testing. But really, that's about it. So I was kind of like, this isn't looking good for this cooler. They've got dense fins and fans with no specs. So I guess we're just going to see how it goes once we install it. So
yeah,
we'll get to that in a minute. Standard radiator setup, though, crimped connectors, sleeved tubing, everything like that. Here's a quick look at the top of the water block. As I mentioned, it's just RGB lighting around the exterior and then on the middle piece here. It's kind of a brushed aluminum, black aluminum top to it. It looks fine, right? It's got their logo there. Nothing special. Swivel connectors for your tubes, but nothing on the sides. anywhere. Now, you did mention this earlier when you're talking about Computex, and it was the cooler. I forget who it was that made it now.
MSI. But
that had, yeah, MSI had all of the like mounting hardware built onto that single clip. Well, this is kind of similar because they have molded plastic for Intel and AMD built into the pump housing. So you don't have to clip anything on or slide anything off. It looks kind of, I don't know, excessive, right? Because you've got all of it still there. You've got your Intel mounting bracket there when you're using it on an AMD system,
yeah,
and vice versa. So, it, you know, it's fine, whatever, no big deal. But I was a little skeptical of the base of this cooler. It looked like, you know, I presume that they do some testing at the factory to make sure these things are working properly. It just looked like it had been used before a little bit because there was a little bit of like machining, or I don't know if you've ever noticed this, you know, you tighten down a cooler, maybe a little too tight or something. You get sometimes in corners, little nicks and stuff from where the copper has molded a little. Didn't turn out to be an issue because this thing performed just fine. Like I said, fans come pre-mounted. They do have rubber pads at the ends, but every time I was handling this thing, they pop off real easy. And so it was just kind of annoying. They aren't like molded into it or glued on. They just kind of like use little
pins.
So it was just kind of, I don't know. Not that big of a deal. It didn't affect the performance. Installation, super easy, straightforward, right? There's nothing unique about the installation of this. Cooler uses your standard standoffs with some spring pressure and thumb screws to get it installed. Here's a quick look before we powered the system on. Sorry, trying to rush through this as quick as we can. Always adding new coolers to this new review setup, but it did pretty well. It our idle temperatures were just about the same as most of our other systems for the most part, but its load temperatures actually did pretty well. It's our second best performing cooler on the new test bench so far across all the RPM levels. So that was nice to see there. I was a little worried based on the no specifications, almost like generic type fans. You're like, this could go really bad. But it turned out pretty good. Noise levels are acceptable as well, right? They're pretty low in most RPM ranges. Here's a couple shots of the cooler installed. It looks pretty good. It does come with a microcontroller as well. So if you don't have a motherboard that supports 3-pin ARGB or a different controller, it just comes with a separate little microcontroller as well, which is kind of nice.
It is nice
as well. And so I gave this an 8 out of 10. And the reason I gave it an 8 is it has great idle and load performance. It's got pre-installed fans, comes with a controller, but there's no software support, which isn't that big of a deal when you don't have a screen to control. But I don't know. Sometimes it's nice to have that additional software support on these items. Pretty basic aesthetics, and it's kind of expensive. That was my main piece there, was it for what it is, it's expensive. It's $211 for, I mean, yes, you're getting some ARGB fans, but that's it.
Yeah, it's kind of
expensive. Performance was fine, right? There's no LCD screen. There's no software to it. So I just, if you think about the Corsair cooler that we looked at ahead of this, it was like almost half the price of this. Sure, it doesn't have ARGB lighting, but you could swap in fans or get the lighted version of that cooler for less than this amount. So the price just didn't match up to everything that was going along with this cooler, in my opinion.
Gotcha.
So, yeah, otherwise, great. It was our first Enderfi product that we've looked at, as far as I know. So
nice. It was nice. I have an air cooler from them, so
okay,
we'll see how that goes. Be coming out in a few weeks on that review. Gotcha. So the day I left for Taiwan, Fractal Design released their Meshify 3, which I had a review on, so I had to finish this all up before I left. There is a video. If you want to watch the video, I'd highly recommend watching the video. I go over everything. New version of their very popular Meshify. Big thing here is the front of the case, of course, is mesh because it's high airflow. So you have this mesh that has, it's so hard to photograph it, but it has it's sort of like an angular design. It's so hard to photograph, but
it almost looks like it's crumpled.
Yeah. It looks, it's just, it's hard to photograph, but it looks pretty cool. comes, this version that I have came with three of their RGB fans, as well as some like RGB elements around. It's the Ambience Pro RGB version of the case. But it is essentially a pretty standard, smaller mid tower. Like at the top, you can only do a 280 millimeter, so not even a 360, but you can do a 360 in the front. Internally supports ATX. You have cable covers here and everything. Very clean. Like you'll see my build. It's very, very clean overall. I'm going through the inside. It does come with their RGB controller. And the cool thing is an RGB and fan controller. And the really cool thing about it, and we've seen this with keyboards too recently, is like companies are getting away from actual software that goes on your computer. Mm-hmm. So you just go to their website and it controls the controller, then it saves all the settings. So you don't have any bloated software on your system. So I'll show you that, but I thought that was really, really cool. And it's really well done too. So my build in here came out, it's just super clean, incredibly clean build. Just looks, like I said, hardly any issues with anything on this when it came to my installation. It also has the cable ties on the back of the case, which are very underrated because it just helps clean up all those cables in the back, which I really, really like. So it has that as well. And then if we look at the lighting, you have the three RGB fans and then you have a light element around the front and then it goes towards the back and everything can be controlled together or independently, however you want to do it. But the app, again, you just go to the website, which is adjust.fractaldesign.com. You go in there at the texture hub and then you can set the different lighting things. You can connect different things to it. The only thing is that the connections for the fans and the lighting elements are all proprietary. So you couldn't connect it to you couldn't connect the fans or the lighting elements to another RGB hub. You can connect the hub out to there's a breakout cable. So you can connect it to your motherboard, but there's room for more, things that you can add into the actual controller, and it's all proprietary. So it has to be Fractal Design fans. You can't add other fans. That's the only downside. But like I said, I mean, the different color options, just like scroll through these, like it looks really, really good. And again, if I added some more of these Fractal fans, either in the top or the back, it would really complete the look overall. But it, like I said, it looks really, really good. And like I said, building's easy. Didn't really run into any issues or anything like that. I have all the temperatures and noise levels and everything. Everything was quite good overall. And it's the version that I reviewed is $219.99. Again, that comes with three included RGB fans, the RGB elements, and the controller. You can get the plain Meshify 3 for $139.99. It will come with three non RGB fans and no controller. And then there's an RGB version that's $159.99. It comes with three RGB fans, but again, no controller. So I gave it a 9 out of 10. Like I said, the fans and the fan hub use proprietary connectors. And then the 2.5-inch SSD installation, I didn't talk about that, but I will really quickly. So on the back, and you might actually like this, Ryan. So on the back, it actually supports two full-size...
Yeah, these are the brackets, right?
Yeah, these brackets that support two 3.5-inch SSDs, which you don't really see that much on cases anymore. Or these brackets will support two 2.5-inch SSDs. So if you just installed SSDs, you get 2, 4, and then there's room for, I believe, another one. So 5 total hard drives in here, and it's a very small case. So that's a lot of storage space that you can do.
Yeah.
But because these brackets, the way that they're set up, they're just a little bit tedious to install. They're not like a cage that like it's really easy to install an SSD. You have to like line up the holes on each side of the bracket. It's a little harder to do. I wouldn't say it's definitely not a deal breaker, but it's just a little bit harder to do. But it's a great case overall. Always a fan of Fractile Design, and they did a really good job on this case. Check out my video if you are interested. And then coming up next week, Ryan has the you have the
Pikes Panorama,
just the original.
Yes.
So you, Ryan,
we already looked at the SE.
Yeah. So Ryan's taking a look at the Trikes Panorama. Let me bring that up. Which is this one?
Panorama ARGB.
Panorama ARGB. That has the fans. So you have the 360, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So 360, but it has a curved screen. So Ryan will be taking a look at that. I will be taking a look at a keyboard here. So it is the EpoMaker Aula F65. That's a collab between the two. So Aula makes keyboards, EpoMaker makes keyboards. They collabed on this. It's a $60 keyboard, 65%. I'm using it right now. It sounds so good. Three-way connectivity. So you can use it wired, wireless, 2.4 gigahertz Bluetooth. You can do it that way. And it says acoustic mastery with five layers sound dampening. So it does sound really good. I got this exact color right here as well. It comes with a couple different colors, but I have color.
That blacked out.
You all black out without
the. Yeah, that's nice. Good.
But yeah, it's a nice keyboard so far. So I'll be taking a look at that as well. And then we round things out with our question of the week. And I thought, because old man in the chat, good to see old man, as we come to the end of the show, he said, I was thinking about getting that keyboard. I think you'd like it. I like it a lot. It has a really good sound profile. I like the size. It's perfect for me. Like, it's like I have it right here.
Old man's got to be running out of space for keyboards. He's so getting a new keyboard every week, it feels like.
I have, if you look this way, you can't see it, but I have probably 20 keyboards.
I believe it.
Yeah. But it feels really good, and it has a really good sound profile. I'd recommend it. Check out my review coming out next week, so you'll be able to see my final thoughts on it. But so far, I do really like it. But because we were talking about Taiwan, and you know, I went to this awesome computer mall. I wanted to ask you, Ryan, because like even in San Diego, we don't have a micro center. I have to drive like 2 hours or an hour, like hour and a half for a micro center. All we really have here is Best Buy for PC parts. Maybe there's some like local PC stores that I don't really know of, but like by you, or like what PC stores are like in your area?
Nope. We've got Best Buy. Micro center is about 2.5 hours away in Kansas City. We never had a Fry's close to us. I think the closest Fry's to us was Dallas, which I got to go to those a couple times before they went out of business.
I'd never went to a Fry's. Oh no, I went to a Fry's in Vegas one time.
Back in the day, we used to have a CompUSA.
Yeah, we had CompUSA when I lived in Pittsburgh. Right? Yeah.
So we had that. There have been some small shops, but they're like hit or miss on like components, and then they've just got all the random no name cables and just like stuff. You're like, why do you still have this old, you know, gear on that they bought too many of and have? So no, we don't either. Micro center in Kansas City is the closest I've got.
Yeah. Like I said, when I talked about earlier in the podcast, I say like micro center for the United States is essentially the gold standard.
Yeah.
And then I guess it's Best Buy. Like what?
And they've gotten more components for a while. They cleared out all their PC components. Now you go into one and like they've got a decent selection a lot of times of especially like memory and some type, you know, CPUs. They try and hold some GPUs in stock every now and then.
Yeah, I had to buy a CPU and I just went to Best Buy. It's right down the road, so I just went to the Best Buy to get it.
Old man says there's some repair shops that sell some parts like cases, but prices are wild. I think it's probably pretty, margins are pretty slim on a lot of these products, and it's super hard to
money on them. That's why it was like that PC mall was just so cool, because there was like everything. Like Thermaltake store had everything that they made. Same with the Asus ROG store had everything that they made. So it's like, you know, again, you go to like your local PC store, wherever it is. Micro Center has a lot, right?
Yeah.
You can get a lot there. But this, like I said, this PC Mall had everything, like everything. Cool. Yeah. So yeah, guys, that is it for the podcast. This one did run a little bit long, a lot to cover. And again, I didn't cover, like, I covered less than a quarter of Computex. I mean, it was not as all I could do in the time that I was there.
How many days is the actual show?
Three, four.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, but it was, like I said, we'll definitely be back next year. Megan con Ryan into coming. We'll see. We'll see if he wants to come. I don't think Ryan could survive the plane. He'd be, we'd have to land somewhere because Ryan would be freaking out on the airplane. But yeah, guys, lots coming up. We have I have a lot of cool products in, so does Ryan, and a lot of things coming up. So definitely stay tuned for all of that. Of course, we appreciate all you guys who are listening or watching, and we'll catch everybody next week.